Manuscript Releases, Volume 6. Numbers 347 to 418. M.R. Number 377. Regarding Chekowski. We received a letter from Wilcox. Brother Cornell answered it in a letter to Brother Chekowski. He wrote very plainly, and I feared censured Brother C. a little too much. Brother C. has written, and I will send the letter to you in this. I pity the man, for he has had miserable advisers who have led him into difficulty. George, Amidon, and self have written Brother C. as comforting a letter as we could under the circumstances. We shall make up a box and send to the family the things sent in for the poor. It will do them much good this winter. I shall write to Convis to help, and to Brother Byington's family, and we can make out a box, I think, worthy of sending. We have stockings and socks which will be of good service to them, and unless they have them, will not be used this winter. I shall send a bed quilt that has been handed in for the poor. I see by your letter you fear we have moved too fast in sending to Chekowski. We have not sent yet, and shall not till you return. We did not think of sending much, only those things sent in for the poor, and clothes that George or some others could not wear. But it will take time to get up a box, and I am desirous to have brought in from other places what is on hand. Martha, Byington, handed me 7 letters, 2 from you, 1 from Chekowski, 1 from Brother Hull, from Daniel Bordeaux, McPherson with $5 for the poor fund, and 1 from Brother Snook. In the vision given me at Roosevelt, August 3, 1861, I was shown that your moving to New York City was wrong. You followed your own judgment. You looked with suspicion upon the very ones in whom you should safely confide and whose judgment would benefit you. There were those in New York City who had not the least foresight or judgment, who were not capable of taking care of themselves. Brother Wilcox was ready to advise you and lead you on to venture out and plan for you to advantage himself with the little means you had. Brother C., you do not have discernment of character. You confide in some you should not, because they manifest zeal and are ready to venture in any new enterprise, while those whom you could safely confide in you do not appreciate, because they do not enter zealously into all your plans. It was not the place for you in that city. It was very expensive for you to live. Money must be paid for everything necessary to support a family. Your own lack of judgment, with poor calculations and miserable counselors to help you, consumed means which would have made your family comfortable elsewhere and saved you from much suffering and privation. Dear brother, you make too many calculations that you can never carry out. If you should attempt to follow your own plans, you would make a failure which would drive you to discouragement. And instead of censuring yourself, you would be tempted by the enemy to blame and censure your brethren, because they did not engage with you in your enterprise. You have many temptations in regard to your brethren. You must resist them, or the enemy will make you weak and overthrow you. It is your duty to do what good you can as God opens the way before you. You are constantly trying to open some way for yourself. If you continue to plan and follow your judgment, you will burden your brethren and exhaust their patience. I was shown that individuals would present inducements to tempt you. They will represent that the Seventh-day people do not appreciate your talents, and that you could accomplish a far greater and more useful work to leave them. Those who would thus deceive you are Satan's agents. You will be tempted to break away from this people, where you can be pushed forward to do a great work. I was shown if individuals could obtain their object and estrange your heart from this people, they would engage with you in your plans, raise your hopes, and then their interest in you would die when they could serve themselves of you no longer. They would leave you saying they were disappointed in you, and you and your family would suffer. Your being a learned man does not qualify you for a leader or efficient laborer in this work. If you had much less learning than you have and could speak English readily, you would be more useful in this work. Your zeal is good. You are ambitious to see the work moving forward. You are conscientious and perfectly honest before God. I saw you looking anxiously forward to a field of labor. You are absent from your country and cannot expect to labor in your favorite sphere. Your following the light which God has given you while in foreign countries has cost you much suffering, much persecution, and your views now differ so widely from theirs, your liberty and life would be in danger. You would be in danger of falling a sacrifice to a superstitious people. Do all you can where you are. Hold yourself ready to follow the opening providence of God, but you should not mark out a course for yourself. You are very sensitive. You possess fine feelings, but if you are not careful, the enemy will take advantage of your sensitiveness. Disappointment throws you upon the battlefield of the enemy. To avoid disappointment, move cautiously and sure. Counsel with experienced brethren. Dear brother, you must lean upon the judgment of those who have experience. They must be your anchor to steady your course, or you will drift in confusion anywhere and will be of no use in this last great work of preparation of God's people. If God has a special important work for you to accomplish, He will open the way before you and not only teach you your duty in the matter, but instruct the church, lay the burdens upon them to assist you by their prayers, and aid you with their means. Brother C must not be deceived and think his labors more valuable than they really are. Brother C must exercise judgment and economy in using means. Brethren work hard for their means, and while they see so little accomplished in the field by Brother C, they are in trial. Brother C must remember the brethren have cause for trial on account of his lack of judgment and use of means. He must be willing to be instructed by his brethren where he lacks judgment, and not suffer jealousy to come into his heart against them who would labor for his interest. In love, Ellen G. White. Brother Gunan's eldest son had taken no part with the church for more than a year. He spoke with deep feeling, confessing his wrongs. His mother spoke for the first time. She became disgusted with the course of Tchaikovsky, and she became prejudiced with all who came from America. But a change came over her, and she expressed her desire to take part with the people of God. Released September 16th, 1974.